This episode contains graphic descriptions of crime scenes, which may be disturbing to some listeners.
This week on APB Cold Case, we're bringing you a special Behind the Badge episode. We're taking you inside the gritty and often unseen side of police work with the story of two police officers on a frigid holiday night from 1974 that includes one of the best memories of their careers. But it's also a night of gut-wrenching sorrow, one of the very worst memories that haunts them to this day.
This is APB Behind the Badge, taking you inside the real-life stories of police officers who have proudly served their communities. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
When I became a police officer in 1983, one of my first supervisors was Lieutenant Larry Mullen. He was a trainer and mentor to several cops, especially those of us who came on the job in the early 1980s. Larry joined the Fulton Police Department in upstate New York in 1966, and he served through 1986. During his career, Larry saw a lot of action on the streets. He was a seasoned cop, but one of the most memorable nights of his career was December 1974. Now living in Florida and a half century later, Larry shares an incredible story of both tragedy and triumph of that Christmas patrol.
My shift started at 10:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve, the 24th.
Larry's partner that night was Sergeant Arlen Klein, who served with Fulton PD from 1962 to 1984.
As soon as we reported to work, the first news we received is that Trooper Larry Wood had been struck by a drunk driver while he was investigating a separate drunk driving accident.
The news hit hard. Larry Wood was a trooper with the New York State Police and was well-liked by his colleagues. The injuries he sustained that night would be life-changing.
Larry, as a result of that accident, had never served another day with the state police. I think it was severe brain injuries.
A newspaper report from 1974 said that Trooper Wood suffered a fractured skull and broken ribs when he was struck by the DWI driver. But the police officers who were just starting their night patrol couldn't stop to think about their friend. That would have to wait. They had a job to do and were now on duty for the next 8 hours. This was just the beginning of what would become the most memorable shift in the careers of both Officer Larry Mullen and his Sergeant Arlen Klein. But things were about to go from bad to worse.
I believe I had been on duty for about an hour or so, patrolling the west side of the city, when I received a radio call that there had been a bad accident out on Route 3. I went to the scene. It seems to me I was fairly close to that area when I got the call, and so I got there pretty fast, and I came upon a car. Actually, it turned out to be just over the city line into the town of Granby. The first thing I saw was this vehicle that was utterly demolished, and there was a small burning out kind of fire. There was a lot of smoke, but most of the fire had gone out. Exited the police car and ran up to the car, and I could see that there were remnants of five indistinguishable kind of human beings that were just almost emoliated. They were just charred black, and I also remember that there were Christmas gifts strewn all about the place.
In one tragic instant, lives are changed forever.
The driver of the other car, he was drunk. His car had crossed over the center line and struck the vehicle head on.
In a small town, it's not unusual that cops will answer calls involving people they know. Officer Mullen would later learn that he actually knew the victim who was driving the car hit by the drunk driver.
The driver, God love her, she had been a friend of mine. I knew her. There was her and her three small children, and then there was an older man with her, but the five of them apparently had been on the way to her house, probably to open those Christmas gifts. Troopers arrived, and the sheriff's department, I believe, also came, and of course, Menor's ambulance responded. I believe the fire department was there. It was a very active, very busy scene. Myself and my sergeant at the time, Arlen Klein, we set up flares, I believe, and somewhat secured the scene until other law enforcement arrived.
The deceased victims were a 27-year-old mother, her young children, ages 4, 5, and 7. and another passenger in her car who was 63 years old. The driver of the other car was charged with drunk driving. He was 20 years old. And while the crash scene was still under investigation, Officer Mullen and Sergeant Klein were diverted to yet another urgent call.
Arlen and I received a radio call to drop what we were doing. We had to get over on South 2nd Street, that the lady there was about to give birth and her husband had no means of transportation. So we headed off in that direction. When we arrived at the house, it would be the home of a Mrs. Doris Clark. Her husband met us at the door, and of course in a very excited state, and he said that his wife was about to give birth and that he believed was supposed to be twins. Doris, we then looked in and saw Doris laying on the couch right next to the Christmas tree, I remember well, and she was saying that the baby was about to come out.
Sergeant Arlen Klein remembers the delivery of the Christmas twins.
She was in labor, going to have a baby, and needless to say, they couldn't get an ambulance because the ambulances were all tied up out there at the scene of that accident we had just left. I just took off my jacket and settled in, you know, and the baby was born. The first one that was born, it had cord wrapped around its neck, and I had taken, got it straightened out and everything.
Arlen Klein crouched in front of her and delivered the baby almost immediately. There really was there was no time to spare on that. Delivered the baby immediately. Arlen was a very calm and cool, collected kind of a guy, and he immediately noticed that when the baby came out, that the umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby's neck like a noose. And he just very calmly just unwrapped it.
I asked Sergeant Klein if he was concerned about the umbilical cord being wrapped around the baby's neck. He was confident about his abilities, and he told me why.
I'll tell you, I was blessed when I went on the Fulton Police Department. I was one of the first officers of the Fulton Police Department to ever go to a police academy, and it was one of the best schools I ever went to, believe me. They really put on a good one. And of course, within that school, there was a lot about delivering a baby. It was more or less a rewrite of what I learned in the school.
The first baby had been successfully delivered with the help of Sergeant Klein, but another baby was still on the way. Here's Larry Mullen.
And then Doris said that the next baby was coming. So I then crouched down in front of Doris and received the second baby. We took each baby and placed it under her arms, both her arms. She held them. We were going to transport. We were trying to figure out a way to transport her and the babies to the hospital. But eventually we did get them to the hospital, and where the doctors congratulated us, patted us on the back. You did a great job.
Larry Mullen said the experiences of that night continue to resonate for him and Arlen Klein.
To this day, in fact, I spoke with Arlen just the other day. We keep in contact with each other quite often. We'll call each other and chat. And I was talking about this incident, and he said, you know, he said, I don't like to even think about what those bodies were like, he said, and so I put them out of my mind, except once a year they come back. Christmas every year will remind them, and I said, that is exactly the way I feel. The bodies, the scene was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life. Arlen agrees, the worst thing he had ever seen as well. It's a scene that you kind of like to erase, but there it is, it does come back to you.
A sickening sight. The body's burning, and I still remember seeing the Christmas presents still wrapped there, you know, that didn't burn.
It's around this time of year that many of us look back at special memories of past holidays spent with family and friends. But for the officers working in Fulton, New York on Christmas Eve 1974, it's the one time of year they allow themselves to remember. The career of a beloved state trooper ended that night when he was struck by a drunk driver, sustaining a traumatic brain injury. And the family tragically killed in a horrific car crash caused by another drunk driver. But if there was any ray of light that night, it came from the maternity call where Arlen Klein and Larry Mullen delivered twins into the world.
The babies being healthy and us doing our job to the best of our ability, I think that relieved some of the memory of what had happened to poor Leslie and her family. I can go from feeling pretty happy to feeling pretty sad in a very short period of time.
Cops everywhere handle calls like this every day. They're eyewitnesses to the unfiltered side of humanity. They witness suffering and death, and they see people during some of the worst possible moments of their lives. And sometimes, they get to be part of something truly miraculous. A special thanks to the first responders who have dedicated their lives to keeping their communities safe, and to my former Lieutenant Larry Mullen and Captain Arlen Klein for sharing their story. For more information about this episode, check out our show notes, pictures, and a blog at apbcoldcase.com and click on APB Behind the Badge.
Send your comments to APB Behind the Badge at spawngroup.com. APB Behind the Badge is an original Spawn Group production.